and Bad Eggs, Carol Pigeon, and Sandusky, or visit thumbcellular.com.
For a night of family fun, games, and prizes, head to the Laker PTO Carnival, Saturday, March 2nd, 5 p.m. until 7:30 p.m. at Laker Elementary. Hope to see you there!
Hey, Ted, you don't look so good.
Haven't been sleeping very well lately. My home heating prices are outrageous this winter. I can't keep up. I've had to turn down the heat and pile on the blankets. And I just can't take it anymore.
Sounds like you need to switch to Kohler Propane, your local propane provider in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Kohler Propane offers a price protection guarantee so you can rest easy knowing your heating bill won't go over a certain price all season long. And you can sleep well knowing you're helping the community prosper by choosing a local company that services the entire Thumb area. So come on, give Kohler's Propane a toll-free call at 888-950-7975. And remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
You're tuned to WLEW Sports, your home for high school basketball. We are at halftime, and the break at half has Ubley in the locker rooms by 7, 24-17. It was 10-7 Ubley after the first, and they stretched it out a few more points to lead by 7 halfway through here in the final game for both teams of the season, the regular season, I should say. Let's go through individual scoring here for the Ubley Bearcats. Nick Sweeney has 10 points, and he leads all scores. Gabe Messing has 3 points. Tyler Brandle has 4. Kurt Kaboski with 2, and Trent Morrell with 5. As far as a team in the first quarter, they went 1-for-2 from the free throw line, 1-for-4 in the second, for 2-for-6 in the first half for 33% from the free throw line. For Sandusky, only 4 players have scored. Jared Wagster with 2, Gage Frank with 6, Chase Bullis with 5, and Dalton Oakey with 4. And they went 3-for-8 from the free throw line for 37% in the first half. Both teams shooting poorly from the free throw line, but Ubley with the 7-point advantage going into the second half. John, what do you have?
This must be tremendous defense because the shooting percentages are abominable. That's really what's going on. This is Sandusky's home court, okay?
Okay.
And they've totally in the first half, they've taken 29 shots and hit 7 of them, 24%. And that's not going to win a ball game. But here you have Ubley. They have 10 field goals for 32 at a 31% clip. Really, the story is that Ubley's getting more shots and they're making a higher percentage of them, and that's why that accounts for a 7-point lead at halftime. I would expect that the last game of the season, shooting percentages would be up because they're getting good looks at the hoop. It's just a matter that they're just not falling.
Not falling. Well, regardless, it's halftime and Ubley leads by 7. With the victory tonight, Ubley would move to 9-11 overall in the regular season and 5-5. And Sandusky would actually fall to 3-7 in league and 5-15 to run the regular season. You're tuned to WLIW Sports. 4 minutes before we start the second half, it's time for another quick break. Second half action coming up.
So when you go to a doctor, do you take the guy's advice in the waiting room? Or how about the DMV's stance on timeliness? So why should insurance be any different? It's completely normal not to understand every small detail of your policy. That's why we're here. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. I'd be happy to help you understand your policy and what it means. More importantly, though, what coverage you need. Policies are not cookie-cutter compatible, and if your policy has the word cut rate in it, we need to have a chat now. That's Clark Ramsey in the Elkton office of Farm Bureau Insurance. Call me today. Well, once the game's done.
How's your steering, stopping, and stability? Stay in control with a free inspection at Ubley Motor Service. The professionals at Ubley Motor Service will check your shocks, brakes, tires, belts, hoses, and wiper blades. Now through April 30th, get up to a $120 prepaid Visa card when you purchase select Napa shocks and struts. Special pricing on Cooper, BF Goodrich, and Goodyear tires, and they have a tire changing machine that can accommodate up to 24-inch rims and run flat tires. From tune-ups and transmission overhauls to complete engine replacement, trust Ubley Motor Service. Good luck, Ubley Bearcats, from the pit crew at Ubley Motor Service.
Custom is a lifestyle choice. A decision to embrace your individuality and install it in the things you own. the things you surround yourself with. There's no limit to what you can customize when you team up with D&M Cabinet Shop of Ruth. From new cabinets to gorgeous floors, including new trim and doors. That's what D&M Cabinets is all about, customizing things that work for you. Is it time for new counters, cabinets, floors, trim, or doors? If so, call Doug at D&M Cabinet Shop of Ruth at 479-9271 or visit them online at dnmcabinet.com. Go Bearcats!
Your number one Ubbly Bearcats sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
I'm Sean McVeigh from the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
We're about to start the second half here. As Ubbly is out on the court warming up, Sandusky is still in the locker room discussing second half strategy, which gave us a little bit of a break. And we have, after further review, confirmed that Sandusky has won the All Popcorn Conference Awards for the Thumb area. First team and first overall pick for Sandusky. They have that going for them, at least.
What was so surprising is that it came out of nowhere. We did not anticipate that.
Well, let's see here. We've been to 9 to 10 different places this year, and it comes down to the last regular season game. But we are pleased. USA at number 5 on the year is where districts are. And we have, well, in fact, 5 games broadcasting there next week.
I have to admit, though, by volume, USA was right up there because I know I couldn't stop eating it.
Well, it didn't help that they gave us 5 bags. we're not complaining. Thank you to USA.
That's hospitality for you.
And we thank all the concessions and athletic departments across the entire area. It's been an absolute pleasure here to broadcast high school sports and especially basketball and football here on WLW throughout the area. Everyone treats us like kings. And here we are perched atop the Thumb Dome here in Sandusky, right at the Hamid Court. And Norm Schramm's seated, in fact. I feel like I'm sitting in an honorable spot. Ubbly will be getting this ball to start the second half, left to right across your radio in the black jerseys with the orange down the sides and orange lettering and orange numbers. Sweeney dribbling to his left, now over to Morrell on the left wing, trying to get Gabe Messing a little action in the paint. They get it down to him in the left block, in between the elbow. Dribbles once, nothing there. Big roadblock from number 3, Mark Dreyer, and somehow feeds through and gets up the shot, and it's good.
He kept that pivot foot alive, and somehow he wound up snaking it in.
9-point lead for the Bearcats, largest of the night for him, 26-17, with 7.5 to play in the third. Dreyer back up to number 33 at the top. That's Lisewski. Back to Gage. Back to the right elbow for the jump shot from number 3. Dreyer's no good. Put back by Oki. That one's no good. And rebound by Kamoski. The sophomore moved up for Ubbly. And he dribbles his way out of the press down to the baseline to number 24. Wright goes up for the layup, misses everything. Morrell's there to bring it in. He misses, and the game Messing brings in the rebound at the right wing. 6:55 left in the third, 26-17. Ubbly with the ball, Messing in the paint, does a complete spin, puts up the jump shot. This one's no good. Rebound Sandusky. And Gage Frank brings it up for the Redskins. Down to the baseline is Dreyer, goes into the paint, kicks it way out to Frank, now over to Bullis on the left wing. Drives down, hit one bounce into Frank's hands, back up to Lisewski for 3, top of the key. This one's no good, and rebound the freshman, Jeff Wright, for Ubbly. Promising player from him and athleticism, feeds it down to Kabowski, the underclassman, to get it done, and now it's an 11-point lead. 28-17, Ubbly leads. Kurt Kabowski there puts in the layup. Down to Bulls on the baseline, left corner.
Now Sandusky was late coming out of the locker room after halftime, and I think they might need a timeout to go ahead and talk things over again.
And they look late on the court here as well. 5:55 already in the third. Sweeney drives right into the lane, kicks it out to Kabowski in the left corner. He picks up his dribble. And now Morrell drives down the lane. He gets it stripped by Gage. And it's a one-on-one. Gage.